let's talk about what it would be like. Just, you know, you show up on a random day and the world is normal. What would you be doing when you, as soon as from start to finish, I suppose.
On a normal day, depending on what shift and what kind of restaurant you're working at, whether the place is only open for lunch and dinner, the place is only open for dinner, or, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I typically worked at places that were only open for either just lunch and dinner or just dinner. And I normally work the PM shifts, so the closing shifts. I usually work dinner service and then closing and cleaning. But I'd say, you know, for most people, they probably work starting at a new restaurant, probably come in during the mornings to learn how to prep. So, you know, you get in, clock in, you know, and you got to show up to work. You're about to cook right now. You know, there's no lollygagging. You know, you need to have your chef coat on, or your cook coat, your apron on, ready to go. Especially if you work the day before, you should kind of already know in your head, have written a prep list down, or known like, okay, when I get in tomorrow, I need to do this, 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 and this. So you need to be automatically prepared to, like, you know, no questions asked, just get to it. Like, okay, I need to chop 25-pound bag of onions. Got to do that right now. I need to peel a 50-pound bag of potatoes. I need to do that right now. So you need to come in 100% prepared, knowing what you need to do. You know, if it's morning shift, just getting all the prep done, what's on the prep board, or whatever the guys left you at the end of the night on different stations, like a list, just kind of knocking out as much as you can within, you know, from whatever, however long your shift would be. But if you're coming in at a PM shift, definitely it's kind of, you come in, communicate with the morning guy, like, hey, how much prep was able to get done? You know, and they'll, you know, they communicate. It's huge communication, especially with the PM shift, you know, trying to make sure, like, okay, I was able to get all this done, but, you know, you still need these things for your line. And then trying to knock that out as soon as you can, because once usually PM service comes in, it's a short time before, you know, service actually starts. So it's like you have maybe a half hour to, mm-hmm. you know, set up your station, you know, put all your mise en place, which is everything in place. Another French culinary term. You know, you need to set everything up in your line so it's efficient. You have to have backups of everything nearby. Otherwise, you know, you'd have the chef like me yelling down your throat if you asked me to grab you something that you should have had backed up. Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of remembering of, okay, I ran out of this last night, or this was ran out last night. I need to do more of this. You know, seeing how busy it was the night before, so then you could checking how busy it was, and then seeing your reservation list too. You can guesstimate to prep accordingly. You know, if you have 25 tables on the books and, yeah, like if you have 25 on the books and it's a Saturday night though, so you know there's going to be a lot of walk-ins, a lot of people coming in, you want to prep for like 100 or even more, you know, so you always want to try to stay ahead of the curve because you don't want to run out of something. That's the last thing a chef wants to hear is, oh, 86, which means, you know, we're out, completely out, like nothing. We got nothing anymore. That's the last thing you want to hear, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, tell a customer, you know, tell someone who's coming in to wants to eat this food, like, sorry, we don't have what you want. You know, it's the worst feeling, especially, you know, not only for the kitchen, but also that's a hard job for the servers as well, telling people, oh, sorry, we're out of this. Some customers are not too kind. But I mean, at the same time, it happens, especially if it's locally sourced stuff. You know, at Sotola, it happened quite often because a lot of our stuff was locally sourced. We used a lot of local fisheries, H&H Fresh Fish, awesome people there, Real Good Fish, great guys there. You know, we use a lot of local farms too. And of course, you know, we're only able to get so much from these farms because, you know, smaller businesses, you know, not going to Ledyard's or Performance Food. Yeah, it's a lot of guessing and then just being prepared all the time. Just even if it's slow, it's not going to be slow for long. You know, if it's quiet, it's not going to be quiet for long. You know, just being prepared to just get hit, because once it hits hard. And if you're not prepared, you're not going to get out of the weeds at any moment, at any time.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah, absolutely.
Until it's all over.
I guess my closest relatable experience is working at one of the Verve coffees in Santa Cruz. And it was similar. One of my managers had a similar philosophy. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready, because you just always got to stay ready for that sort of stuff.